Preckwinkle says while her campaign is dropping its challenge to the Mendoza petitions, voters should know that she just barely met the bar to be included on the ballot, and that shows that she's unprepared to tackle the critical duties of the office. Mendoza claimed victory 2 hours earlier and predicted this on the day she filed.
We're good. We're going to be on the ballot. I'm super excited, and I think we were working under a very short time period, but I think we did a pretty awesome job.
Meantime, while Preckwinkle has been racking up big union endorsements, the big Chicago Federation of Labor has announced that it's officially neutral on the February 26th election. At City Hall, Bill Cameron, WLS, AM 890 News.